Hey guys, awesome episode. Today we talk about the friend zone and resting bitch face. Is it hurting your chances with guys and girls? Check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's how it works. The great circle of podcasting continues. I put out the show. You listen. You tell a friend. The friend listens. We get sponsors. You support the sponsors. I tickle your nuts. You tickle my nuts. All the great circle of feathers continues. And I'm super
excited. Feather those nuts.
Feather those nuts. That's right. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. That's how we grow. That's how this show keeps going. You, the listeners, you're the gasoline. I'm the engine. That's right. Very excited about today's guest, a first timer on the podcast. We've been trying for a while. We've been trying, and I because I know I love you. I'm a fan and a friend at the same time.
Yes,
so
yes,
I am both.
You've earned that. You've earned that.
Godfrey,
yo,
thank you for coming on,
man.
About
great
time.
Guest alert.
There we go.
Oh. But hey, it's been a minute. But you know what? It's been done. We did it. You asked me.
I asked you. Way back when.
Way back when, but is this the same podcast?
Same podcast. We've been going for years now.
I didn't know. Shit. I mean, I'm so...
But it's hard to get schedules together.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm so ADD, and then I'll be like, yeah, I'll do it, and then I can't do it. But then, I don't know.
But then you know what happens is also we see each other a lot at the cellar. Like, late. It'll be like 3 in the morning, and I'm like... And it's like a weird time to be like, hey, could you do this thing on Monday at noon? You know, like, it's like, it's just a weird.
But it was just a perfect timing thing because it was just a good time. I was like, yeah, I'm coming.
You're coming.
I'm fucking coming.
And you're here right now.
Because it's the 14th day of the year. It's the 14th day of the year.
Yeah.
I want to say it that way. Because when it's 2019, but it's like I feel good when I go, it's the 14th day of the year.
Yeah.
So whatever you're trying to get your shit, whatever's any resolution or whatever you started last year and you're trying to like, you know what? I'm going to be working out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to write more. I want to start like it's the 14th day. Mm. So I still have a chance to continue what I've been wanting to do, the focus that I've wanted to do, whether it's meditation, exercise,
sure,
eating well, drinking water, stretching.
It's easy to start something on the second. If you can refocus on the 14th.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That's good.
If you're still in January,
yep,
so whatever you're trying to focus on, you can start from today. Go, you know what?
Today,
I gave myself 2 weeks. It's the 14th day. I'm going to start my whatever today.
I think resolutions work better that way.
And that's the reason why I said I'm coming to your podcast.
I love it.
I said I'm going to, for now on, because there's a lot of people with great podcasts. I know about yours. You've always talked about it.
Sure.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to start going to people's podcasts. I'm going to start going, no, I need to go. I need to.
Yeah.
Because I've started my own podcast, because I've been fortunate. I got a radio show last year. You know, it was an hour show, and it moved to 2 hours within 10 months. Which was great.
Great. Prime
time.
I remember when you first started.
When I first started, I had an hour. You got to come by whenever you want to, whenever you need to, you let me know. And it gave me 2018. And I sound corny as fuck right now. Mm. But I actually, like, you know when those people go, I finally found myself, that kind of shit. I don't even like
play the sad music. We gotta get finally. We got to get the sad music. Godfrey's having a moment with us. I can feel it.
I just want to say, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Nice soft piano.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I finally found my focus. Like, there was a time, I was talking to Tel Alexandro last night. He's a good friend of mine. he started a podcast, and I was just talking about focus. Mm. I was like, I finally feel focused, because I want to give a shout out to this lady by the name of Karen Hunter, who is a journalist. She's a 25-time best-selling author. She teaches journalism at Hunter College. She's the one.
Karen Hunter at Hunter College?
Isn't that crazy?
That's
she teaches
crazy.
At Hunter
yeah.
College. She's an amazing African-American woman who is just, she had, I used to go on her show just to do funny stuff, just little tidbits here and there. Then she ends up running this channel, Urban View, 126. She was on there. Then they gave her the kind of authority to run the whole channel. She's
the curator.
She hooked me. She said, why don't you have your own show? You need to have your own show. How do you not have your own show on any capacity?
Yeah.
And I was like, and there was a time where I was just mad at everybody, mad at this. You try to get on this show. I wasn't,
sure.
You know, you try to write your own shit. That shit don't work. And this business, you go in and out with emotions and shit like that. And she was able, she gave me, long story short, she gave me my own show.
I remember when you started, I was opening for you in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And you were just talking about it. And
yeah.
I was sitting there, I was like, I can't believe you didn't have radio stuff already going on.
No one would really put me on. Like, I would get on people's shows, but they wouldn't bring me on regularly. Like, you know, other people are always on people's shows.
Some people just are like the, you know, the house guests.
Yeah, I would just get on, and then it would be like 6 months later, and people go, why aren't you back on that show? I don't know. I would get on, do my thing, not try to... First of all, last thing I'm trying to do is take over anybody's shit.
And people think of it that
they
way.
They think of it that way, though.
They're wrong. You want to bring people on and say, this is it. You gotta see this guy.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, you come on here. This is a whole new silo to speak to.
It's
a whole new group.
And I go, it's about spreading. You got to let everybody shine.
Yeah.
It helps everybody, man.
Yeah.
Like, I love it if someone comes on my show and they rock and they're funny. People go, yo, that dude. I go, man, check him out on da 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 da.
That's what it's all about.
And if that helps them get some new shit, that just helps you. That just...
Absolutely.
It's supposed to work that way. But a lot of us, you know, I come from a school where everybody's like, they get paranoid. When they get something, they get paranoid.
Do you think that's like an older, like, you know, I feel like now that everyone can like create their own podcast, have their own kind of ship out to sea. Yeah. The people are a little bit more inclusive now than maybe they were back at a certain time.
Yes, they are a bit more inclusive. I can give an example. I was resistant to Instagram.
Mm.
I knew it was there. I put up an account.
Yeah,
but I did stuff here and there. I didn't really care for it. You know, I was old school.
Mm-hmm.
I come from the age of it's Bill Burr, Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah.
Geraldo, that's my crew. Jim Norton, all of us. Jim was already on the radio doing shit every day, so he was fine.
Sure.
There were certain cats that established shit already. So me, I'm like, okay. I was like, okay, Instagram is cool, but I'm going to try to get on a TV show. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of one day, and I know a lot of cats that are amazing comedians that still are resisting the Instagram shit. They feel embarrassed. I go, one day I just said, a year and a half ago, I said, fuck this shit.
Mm.
I'm getting with the program.
Yeah.
So I was doing stuff, and then I stepped it up, and I started getting in touch with some Instagram stars.
Yeah. I remember that this is right around the time that we were talking about
this. Yeah.
And you were collaborating with them.
Yeah.
And now you're at, you know, you got a big following on Instagram.
Yeah, I was at about 8,000. I was real followers. I was like, just from my own reputation.
Sure.
I was getting followed. And then I was like, I wonder, sometimes you think if you just throw a video out there, a million people are going to see you. No.
No, no, no.
That's
no.
not what happens. Even though there are billions of people on shit,
there's a game to play.
There's a game to play.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's like a dude like in New York, you just come outside and think if you ask for money, you're going to get it. If you're not in the right spots and you don't know the right areas,
there's
9 million people in Manhattan alone and you don't even get a dollar. That's because you're not navigating yourself in the right spaces in the night. You know what I'm saying?
The guy who's playing golf on West 3rd is killing it.
Right. So I just go, I just thought, Tiger Hood.
Tiger Hood.
I've known him for years.
There's a guy, for the listeners at home, there's a guy that just chip shots.
He just chip shots little blocks of paper.
On West 3rd.
And sometimes he hits.
And he'll play against you.
Yeah.
You can play against.
It's pretty scary because I don't want him to snap and just start smashing people over the head with that golf club.
Of course not. Yeah.
So I got with this cat named Rennie. Shout out to Rennie. At Rennie. That's his Instagram. He's almost at 2 million followers.
So this guy's got a
He's an Instagram star. He's from Queens, New York. And everybody was like, there's a kid that looks like you, Godfrey. There's a guy that looks like you. So, you know, Big Steve, who bounces at, Fat Black Pussycat Village Underground and the Comedy Cellar 1, he said, Godfrey, he goes, and you know how Steve talks, he goes, Godfrey, you listen, there's a guy that looks exactly like you. He looks exactly like you. I'm not even, yo, you got to see it, man.
Yeah.
He's like little Godfrey. I swear to God.
That sounds just like him. Yeah.
I was like, so I go, who is this dude? And I look up his videos. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I DM the guy. I go, dude, they say we look alike. He goes, dude, I know. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm in drama. He's studying drama, which is great. He's an actor. Da, da, da. I go, we got to do some videos, bro. I'm going to play your dad. Since I'm older than you. You're in your 20s.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play your dad. So we start doing our first video. He comes to my apartment. We shoot a little video.
Yeah.
Like, I pray, like I'm his father. Man, as soon as we filmed it, he has an iPhone.
Yeah.
I watch him edit the damn thing on his phone.
So he goes in,
apartment, he's just sitting there, he goes, just give me a minute.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 edit, put sound on it. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Self-made director, producer guy. Boom.
Dude.
He sends it. He goes, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
He sends it. I'm at 8,000 followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bang. Everybody's like watching his videos. My shit goes to 12,000 followers in an hour.
That's,
12,000.
But that's just like you're saying. With the Instagram world,
yes.
It's, this guy's got an audience that would like me.
Yeah.
This is where I will flourish.
Yes.
And people will go, well, I love this guy.
Yeah.
But this guy I love too.
Yeah. And it wasn't I'm embarrassed. It was like a smart thing to do.
Of course.
It was like, this is great. This is a good look. The guy's a good looking
cat. You had fun doing it.
Collaborative. Women like him. Guys like this guy.
Yeah.
I come in, they go, and what's funny is what I learned is people were like, yo, where the fuck have you been, dude?
Yeah.
I was like, I've been around.
But it's a new scene.
You know, right.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a whole bunch of clubs in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of comedy clubs in New York.
Yeah.
But everybody knows about The Cellar.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about The Cellar. Maybe Stand Up New York.
Sure.
Maybe Gotham.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's certain people that have the pulse
yes.
of the city. And people go to that because they have the best advertising. They have the best. And everybody trusts them.
Sure.
And it's the same thing with Rennie. Then I ask Rennie. I say, Rennie, I need to meet King Batch. You know who King Batch is?
No. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
These people have huge followings, and then they go, if you don't know, you just don't know.
Like King Batch is 17.3 million followers.
He's on commercials.
He's on commercials.
Here he is. I'm looking him up now.
And you look at his numbers.
I know exactly who
he
is.
You know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
His name is Andrew Batchelor. He's probably in a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
He's on Black Jesus. He's on Wildin' Out. He's doing advertising. Yeah, he advertised for ASICS shoes. Listen.
Dude, it's the same.
3 million? Okay.
You know, in comics, as stand-ups, we get very, like you said, you're like, we put a hand up to that world because we don't respect
it. We're purists.
We're pure, you know. We're assholes.
we're
dickheads.
Exactly.
But this guy's a funny fucking guy.
He's a funny dude. Here's another thing. I tell Rennie, I want to meet King Batch.
Mm. Rennie, bring me to the king.
Rennie, 30 seconds later, he texts Batch.
Yeah.
He goes, yo, I'm with Godfrey. Batch goes, are you fucking kidding me? That's my dude right there.
Yeah.
Boom. Batch texts me. Batch goes, we got to do something together. I go, dog, awesome.
Yeah.
So Batch, there's another cat named Clarity. There's another cat named Conceited. They're all on Wildin' Out. They all got million
Conceited
here.
Conceited has my favorite gif of all time.
Conceited.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The one where the Conceited gif?
No, I got to see the Conceited gif.
I mean, it is him. Che and I do it to each other all the time. Oh, it's geez. just...
Let me see.
It's just him looking at us. It's just him making awesome. A face that so, he's
and,
like.
And conceited is talented, funny guy. So Batch comes to New York.
Yeah.
Comes to New York, calls me up. Yo, dude, we're at the Knickerbocker Hotel.
Yeah.
Got to meet us over there. I get over there. It's conceited. It's Safari. He's a reggae. He's huge.
Okay.
It's Safari. It's this guy named Papiando.
Yeah.
He's a, it's all of them in one room. Like everybody. There's just one white kid.
It's just
kid
a room of hilarious names.
Of hilarious and all Instagram yeah. stars.
Huge.
So they're like, yo, we're trying to come up with some shit. This is what we do. We're just going to come up with shit.
Yeah.
So I come up with this noisy neighbor thing. It's about,
okay.
I play like I'm this.
I've seen this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I knock. I go, yo, could you lower your music down?
Yeah.
Then I come back in. Yo, who's taking a shower? Your shower's too loud.
Yeah.
Put it on. Then I come back in. I go, yo, who's doodling, man?
Yeah.
Who's doodling? Man, your doodles is mad loud, son.
Yeah.
Yo, hit this. And it's conceited and Batch at the, conceited is at the door going, yo, I say your doodles is mad loud.
Yeah.
You need to shit on the side of the bowl, let the doodles hit the side of the bowl, let it roll. And conceited is going, yo, let your doodles roll on the side. So it was a dumb fucking video.
But that's it.
But I wake up the next day.
Yeah.
5 million views. My friend calls me from LA. My boy Ruben's like, he goes, yo, man, your doodles is mad loud, son? I go, what are you talking about? He goes, motherfucker, your shit is viral, dog. On Facebook, boom.
Everywhere.
Angela, you know the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Angela
yeah.
Yee posted on her shit, but gets 4 million
views. This is
views.
The thing. It used to be there was a, you know, what's relevant?
Yeah.
What are people watching? What are
yeah.
people looking
yeah.
at? You look at, you know, and it's like, you know, go do a late night spot on Fallon. You know, who's going to see it?
Nope. Barely anybody's going to see it.
You go on Instagram and it's like,
yeah.
you have a great line. And it's also, yeah. all this stuff is to showcase you're funny.
You're funny.
That's it.
But what's beautiful is that it's like you have hope. There's a lane you can make mm-hmm. for yourself.
Absolutely.
But the persistence, you got to, I told people, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
But if you do, you don't have to be damned.
Yeah.
You're going to say damn a lot because you go, damn, I only got 10 views on this one.
You failed. There's failure.
Dude, I used to have 200 views. Like, I would get like, okay, 100 views here. I did some shit with Shaq. Shaq's my friend. We did a show. So I would get 300 views yeah. here. Then I got with Batch and them. Once I got with Batch, my average on videos is 20,000.
It's crazy.
It's 20,000 to 50,000.
Dude,
my average. And you know,
if and I, now you got yeah. your own
I have
TV
my
show.
Own, exactly.
You're putting out a show every
yes.
day.
Yes.
Where it's
yes.
you have an audience.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about this, like, because a lot of, you know, comics want to know, how do I get people to come to the shows? And it's like, well, you got, you know, prove you're funny somewhere else. People don't just leave the house for nothing.
Yeah. And here's another thing. This is what, and I talked to, shout out to my boy, is Jeff Sewell, who runs the Addison Improv. He's been running the improvs for a long time. Little white dude, country Texan, real honest.
Yeah.
Been in the comedy since the 80s.
Uh-huh.
He told me, and he sat me down and told me the business. Like a lot of comics take shit personal when they go, well, they don't book me here, they don't book me here. All about numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's coming?
You know when people call now, they don't call on who's funny anymore. They go, who's going to be here this week? They'll say, this person, Jared Fried's going to be here. What has he been on? Has he been on anything? What yeah. is he, where is he from?
What's
they go,
the
Jared's just a funny guy. But what has he been
Not
on?
Not enough.
They need a brand to it. And they need a brand. If they go, Big Bang Theory, Parsons is coming. That fucker ain't no stand-up. Yeah. But they're going to come because it's the Big Bang Theory
sure,
guy.
Sure, sure, sure.
That guy can sell out a fucking stadium because it's Big Bang Theory. It's on every day. Nerds love him.
Yeah.
People in general love him. He's going to sell. Denzel Washington can do a Training Day tour.
Yes.
And he'll be on.
Yes.
He's going to pack it.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith, who I'm friends with now. You know Kevin Smith,
yeah,
the director.
The director.
From Silent Bob. Kevin Smith, comic book man. I met him. I was at Tampa Improv. And I saw his HBO thing where he goes around theaters talking to nerds. Have you seen that shit?
I haven't seen it.
I saw it. And I go, what the fuck? What's he doing? Wearing the same hockey jersey every time. I go, what's he talking about? Is he doing stand-up? Oh, he's not doing stand-up. Then I'm at Tampa Improv. I go, I talk to the driver because I come in early. I go, who's at the improv right now? He goes, oh, the guy, the comic book guy, the Kevin, the director, Dogma, blah, blah, Kevin Smith. I said, fuck this, man. I got to go. He goes, it's sold out. Incredible. Bob. Here's this little Spanish man. Yeah. I said, I got to go see this shit because I'm going to be there the next night.
Yeah, so you want to see what's up.
I got to see what the fuck's going on. And if you've ever been to Tampa Improv, it's like it goes all the way up. It's in tiers.
Okay.
So you can go all the way to the top and watch from the bottom. Mm. So I said, let me go to the top. I got to watch this shit. Packed.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Just
everywhere. Wearing superhero shit.
Yeah.
And I watched this guy. He can talk forever. He did a 3-hour show. I watched the whole thing. And all he was talking about his life, talking about his career, talking about his wife, his health. And I'm going to tell you, he was the most inspirational motherfucker I've ever listened to. The nicest, most humble dude. I got his number. Then I ended up being with him 2 weeks later at the Houston Improv.
Yeah.
And we became cool friends. I texted him when he had his heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
I texted him, like, get well soon. He's just the most humble dude. He goes, if you ever have an idea, you can always send it to me. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a helpful guy. He's just, and I said, wow, I understand why they came to see this guy.
Yeah. They have a connection with him.
A connection,
man. Yeah, and they're captive. They know.
Yeah, man.
They enjoy the same
things. And of course, he has an amazing fucking resume.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I was trying to like understand instead of going, what the fuck is he doing at a... Nah.
No, if you...
There's more to that.
Well, I've said it on this show a lot. I call it FTG mode.
What's that?
Fuck that guy mode. And it's like your first instinct when someone goes, do you know this person? Fuck that guy. And it's like you have to admit to the idea that fuck that guy mode exists within all of us.
Yes.
And you have to say, hey, don't be the animal that you are.
Yes.
Take a minute to go, well, let's see what's going on. Yeah. Let me meet this person. Yeah. Let me come in with open arms. Let me give a handshake.
Yeah.
But I'm pumped that you're here. We're going to answer some emails. You ready?
I'm ready.
All of you need to go follow Godfrey on Instagram. Go watch the videos at Comedian Godfrey.
Comedian Godfrey.
At Comedian Godfrey.
Please.
And I'll say this.
Yeah.
I opened for Godfrey in San Antonio.
Oh, tell him.
You all need to go watch Godfrey live.
What happened when I was in San Antonio?
Dude, I watch Godfrey do a different hour every show. You know how hard that is? I walked away. I was a fan before, but I was like, I can't believe. And also, I don't want to. I'll feather your nuts for
man,
a second.
It's man
wanna
shit. Don't even trip. It's not like I didn't earn it.
Dude.
It's not like I didn't earn it.
A different hour every night. He does the best Jason Statham you've ever heard. He does the best Trump there is. And the only reason he's not the Trump on everything is because he's black. I think that's the only reason.
Of course.
When you do Trump, I watch because I host The Cellar and you go last and I watch.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to watch the audience.
Freak out. They freak the fuck.
Because it's the best Trump they've heard. Yeah. And you're doing it,
and what's funny is this is what's so great. It's fucked up in a way. It's a beautiful fucked up thing at the same time.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing because of racial stereotypes. Racism really, really helps comedy.
Yeah,
whether we like it or not, racism is a fucking steroid for comedy.
Sure.
It really is. You being a Jewish man,
sure.
Me being an African American, my skin is like, I'm getting lucky. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Because you're going against, you know, the tension that's in the room.
Yeah, man. And tension creates diamonds, bro.
Yeah.
In geology, I studied geology. You had to take that bullshit ass class.
Mm-hmm.
The best diamond, the
rocks
best rocks.
For jocks. We had
rocks for jocks. And when I do Trump, I go, if I get Trump, it's going to fuck people's heads up because I'm this dark-skinned man. Who looks nothing like him.
Who just did Obama perfectly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you went from, conversation between Obama and Trump.
I say, I just don't like Trump. I think he's a piece of shit. I just don't like what he's doing. I don't think he's smart. He's an idiot.
I go,
Obama's a piece of shit. Who cares? I don't care. In fact, everything's great. He's just jealous because his wife's not as hot as mine.
You see the audience.
Yeah,
literally, they
literally fucking freak out because they go
crazy.
Because it's more of what I look like.
Of course.
But that's the beauty. Like when I see a white, I know a white dude. My man, I forgot the guy's name. I think his name is Paul, but his brother's name is Chip. He runs the Boston Comedy Factory in Baltimore.
Okay.
And his brother's a disc jock, a radio DJ. Man, this motherfucker did Paul Mooney.
Yeah.
So well. I was laughing so hard because he is this white dude with blonde hair.
Yeah.
And he's going, let me tell you something. I am so tired of you motherfuckers. And he does it better than me. He does it.
Really?
He's Paul Mooney. But I'm laughing because it's a white dude doing this black voice and he nails it. But that's the beautiful thing about race is when you sound like somebody that don't look like even the race. When I do Asian people, they go, Asian people are like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I could go on. Go see Godfrey live.
Whenever I go.
At Comedian Godfrey because but
our voices, what we do, it's a sword that you have to sharpen. Sharpen it. Our comedy is a weapon, man. It's a fucking weapon.
Sure.
It's a social weapon, and we sharpen it. We work on it every motherfucking day.
Yeah.
And when I do it well, and when you do it well, I go, yeah, Jared murdered. I go, he puts in the work every day.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Every night.
I don't think people realize that, like, what goes in. And I said, I came back to the cellar and I looked at everyone. I go, Godfrey puts in the work and has fucking 5 hours to do.
I'm glad you
told
me. You know what?
I told everyone. I was like, I watch him do a different hour killing every night. I'm sitting there with 20 minutes going, I don't know what I'm going to do with this 20.
You know what I love, though? That you know, because you need to learn what the road is like. Because here's the thing about New York. It's the best comedy city.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck when anybody says New York, hands down, is the best comedy city because of our frequency of stage time, our international audiences. We perform in front of everything.
Yep,
everybody,
yep.
Everything, age, right. So we're never... But the only thing is when you go on the road, everybody's not as fucking clever or well-traveled as the New Yorkers. I'm not knocking people and dogging them. A lot of people are very local. They're very, very American. All I eat is, I'm a hamburger eating motherfucker. I don't eat Indonesian food. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck that is. And you got to kind of...
What is non-bread? Yeah.
Right. Word up.
Yeah.
And you, but with the influx of immigrants, people are starting to be a little more educated with it.
Sure.
But when you went up, I remember this one show.
Yeah.
We did about 6 shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you caught some body blows when you brought up Jewish.
Yeah,
remember that shit?
There was a dude in the front who was literally looked like he walked there from Charlottesville. Like he is, and then he like hit his tattoo. I mentioned Jewish, and he slapped his tattoo, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna switch the subject. I'm not gonna talk about this anymore.
And Jared came back like. Remember when Rocky first started fighting Drago and he goes, he's fucking strong. He didn't lose, but he was like, whoa, the guy's strong.
Yeah. That was the moment.
You look like Rocky you told me, and I was like, that's cool though.
Yeah.
But that's the learning thing. On when you start, that's why comedy is such, I wish I can have other words for what comedy is. And I tell people, and I tell these, especially these comedians that don't work on it like we do, I go, you're not understanding what you're in for.
Yeah.
You're going to get that show.
Yeah.
That's going to beat you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to everybody. Even the best. Comedy is so, it's like it's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
You don't have it every day. It's like that. It's like we're rodeo dudes.
Sure.
There's gonna be that horse. As long as you've been doing it, you're still gonna get bucked.
I had a guy text me.
You got
once,
30 seconds, motherfucker.
I had a guy text me once, a comic. He was like, "I'm up in upstate New York and nothing's working. Like, what do you do? Like, what do you do when this happens?" And I just wrote him back. I go, "You gotta quit."
Jared's such a dick.
And then I was like, no, I'm just kidding. It happens.
That's what I love about being in New York. We go like this. You stink.
Time to go.
As Keith Robinson said, you shouldn't have done it in the first place. You stink. Bait it.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, @ComedianGodfrey. Go follow. Go support. Go get in. In Godfrey We Trust, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. That's his podcast. Sirius XM channel 126, the Godfrey Complex. Go get involved. Here, am I still friend zoned?
Am I still friend? Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jared, Shelbin, fabulous gifts. Feather, you guys are hilarious. Give some really great advice for a girl trying to understand what the fuck is going on in the male brain.
Okay.
So I'll keep this as brief as possible, but I notice I need some advice. I'm 25 years old, grew up in Ohio, now live in Los Angeles. Mm. This story goes all the way back to high school. Mm. I was best friends with this guy for years throughout high school. I had always been kind of in love with him, but we stayed as quote unquote best friends instead, and I never told him how I felt. Mm. I went to college away from home. He stayed, and so we kind of stopped talking. Fast forward 5 years, I moved to LA when suddenly we start texting and Snapchatting again just to catch up on life. Completely out of the blue, he said, "Do you want to know why my ex didn't like you, us being friends? It's because she thought we were secretly in love with each other and just never said anything." I was really confused where that came from, but kind of let it go because what the fuck am I supposed to say? Since then, we've been texting and Snapchatting, all very platonic for the past 2 years on and off. But sometimes he will send flirty messages that I don't know how to respond to because as soon as it starts getting flirty, he shuts down. At one point, when we were texting, he said he was coming to visit and that I may be single, but only single till he comes to visit. But again, when I asked what he meant, he shut down. So I'm basically trying to ask, what the fuck is this guy doing? Am I still friend zone? Are these strange comments a sign of something more? Why would a guy say these things out of the blue remarks and then retreat? Help a sister out. Do you have any thoughts?
Didn't she say it was short? God damn.
Yeah, no, they're never short.
I'm totally. Yeah, like, I'm gonna keep this short.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
comma.
I've seen. Believe me, we got novels here.
Yeah. What do you?
So basically, the long story short is she moves to LA. This guy from high school that she had a crush on is now texting for the past couple years here and there.
He had a girlfriend at one time.
Had a girlfriend at one time, and he's saying sweet things. But
saying sweet things to her?
To her over text.
Is she, first of all, are you fine? Is she hot? Is this girl hot? Let's be honest. Is she hot?
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. Is she hot? Because sometimes, a lot of times, a guy is not going to get with you because you're not like their type.
Mm.
And hot is, like I said, attractive is different. People
Everybody
have a different
own
way
different,
of attract. Yeah. But we know what the level of attractiveness is. Well, you don't necessarily want to be with a particular person, but I like Beyonce's attractive.
Mm.
But I'm not crazy about Beyonce like that. Yeah. I'm more crazy about Janelle Monáe or some other. They're all attractive women.
Sure.
Kim Kardashian's attractive. She's annoying, but she's attractive, but I don't want to be with Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
So is this girl attractive? Is she an attractive chick?
Because that's interesting.
A lot of times, let's keep the shit real. You may not be as hot as he, you know, hot for him. He's like, eh. And maybe he was, well, he had a girlfriend, right? He was sending her messages.
Yeah.
Were they just cool friends?
They were just
friends.
Or
is she fuckable? How about, because you can be fuckable too.
This is what's interesting.
And fuckable is at all kinds of levels. You can be a four and be fuckable.
Yes.
Because men, we're just, a lot of times we just want to fuck.
Yeah.
And you can have the hottest girlfriend in the world, but still fuck a girl that's not as hot as the girl you have.
And also a lot of men want to mentally fuck. We want to know.
Exactly. That's why porn is amazing.
Yeah. That we want to know that we can have.
Yes.
And not, having isn't even as important as can having.
Right, right.
So it's like this guy is in Ohio. He's texting you nice things. Yeah. You're responding. That might be all he needs.
Right.
For
right.
his ego.
And then she says he shuts down.
He shuts down because he knows if he goes anything further, that's some sort of commitment.
Is he single now?
I think he's single.
Did she say that he broke up with the chick?
Yeah, 5 years.
And he's still in Ohio?
He's still in Ohio.
First of all, she's in L.A.
Yeah.
And it's kind of tough because L.A. is a bullshit-ass city. A lot of people are phony as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's trying to be an actor. Is she trying to be an actor?
It doesn't really say.
Is she trying to be an actor?
I think she's out there just for work. Whatever.
Who knows what she's out there for? But Ohio, you definitely, I'm sure it's easier to mate out there because everybody's pretty normal.
Sure.
Blue collar. No one's caught up in
the. But also at the same time, she offers a safe adventure for him. Oh, I text with this girl from high school that's now in L.A. You offer more to him than he can offer you.
Exactly.
So he texts you and he's like, hey, I got this chick who's obviously into me. She responds every time. That is the betches have this thing of mental masturbation.
Yes.
That's like the guy version of mental masturbation, it's like, oh, this chick answers all the time. I think
she's hustling backwards mentally because you're in L.A., man.
She's working backwards because she's not finding anyone in her new town.
And she should believe in that. I think you should, listen, I think you could. The guy's in Ohio.
Yeah.
You should be like, hey, if you ever come to town, let's fucking hook up.
I'm here.
I'm here. But move the fuck on. Like, yeah. You're in Ohio.
This is fool's.
Nothing in Ohio is exciting.
Well, she's thinking, this is fool's gold, you know? Yeah. She's thinking, well, the guy back in Ohio.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the one. Maybe he's the one that I go move back to, and it's her Hallmark movie.
Right.
But the reality is, you're out there. You're the one doing. You're the one moving forward. You're the one trying to expand your life.
Right.
Go do that. This guy is only getting in touch to make. You're both getting in touch with each other to make yourself feel better about being alone.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Right. I also think the dude is trying to, you know, the fact that you're in L.A., it's almost a jealousy thing. Like, damn, you're in L.A., sunshine, good-looking people, Hollywood, boom.
Yeah.
And he's trying to, like, almost try to sort of hate on you by making you come back and go, oh, the guy in Ohio. He's trying to fuck your progress up mentally. That's what I feel. And I go, miss, you need to start to hang out. Unless you're just not that great of looking girl and you're kind of whack, then that's probably where your problems are. Because if you were, I think if she was a bad motherfucker, I don't know what she looks like.
I'm
just being honest. If you was a bad chick, you wouldn't even have time for that shit. If you were a bad chick, I don't know. I wish we could see what she looks like.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast.
But move on, miss. You in L.A. Fuck on. That Ohio dude.
Get to the beach. @ComedianGodfrey. @ComedianGodfrey. Let's do this one. Is three a party from a lady listener?
Is what?
Is three a party from a lady listener?
Is a three a party?
Chick email. The chick email. I started listening to your podcast with my boyfriend for a couple months ago. Cannot begin to tell you the amount of people I forced to listen to your wise words every week. You and Shelby never fail to make my weeks better, so thank you so much for all the advice. Enough feathering. Let me get to the point. My boyfriend and I have been dating for a year, and things are great. He's an incredible person. I've genuinely never had a better sex in my life, which is definitely an added plus. We are a pretty sexually adventurous couple. He's quick to try things I ask for, which makes me feel so confident in us. Although he has recently graduated, I am still finishing up school. We are going to be in the same city this summer, and the idea of a threesome has been on our minds.
All right. That's awesome.
To be honest with you, I am so down for it, but I have many reservations. That's why I need your help.
What's her reservations? Like, he might be into the girl more than her or whatever. This is amazing.
This is good. I mean, this guy is in the catbird seat. This guy's killing it. I have been hyping it up, and I truly want it to happen. I like the music. We got music.
This is pimp nice. Shit.
But I'm nervous that I'm going to get jealous and completely shut down when it actually happens. This is something that I would not feel comfortable experiencing with anybody else, but I'm worried I'm going to be super insecure about seeing him with another girl and immediately have a bad attitude about the whole situation.
I think this is what she needs to do.
Well, hold on. How do I get
Never
over
short.
Myself and enjoy the experience? Never short. I have no doubt that he loves me and is into me, but the idea of another girl in the equation automatically makes me feel super competitive and jealous. I don't want my feelings to take away from the experience of both of us. How do you suggest I go about the whole situation?
That was an unnecessary long explanation of her being jealous. And this is Summer Madness you're playing right now.
Yeah?
You're playing Summer Madness. Okay. This is Summer Madness by it's either Kooling Gang or Earth. No, I'm sorry.
Kooling the Gang.
Kooling the Gang. Thank
there
you.
We go.
Summer Madness. Listen.
Does she do it?
Listen. What? This is how you do it. You talk it over, okay? Because obviously you both are down with it, and I tell the guy should let you pick the chick.
Yeah.
Let you pick the chick, so you can be like, okay, this girl. All right. Mm-hmm. Let you pick the girl.
And take your time with it.
Take your time with it. Let you pick the girl, and you guys got to promise each other, hey, man. And first of all, you don't have to worry about him wanting another chick. You know what I mean? Because you guys are open like that. You're letting him fuck other chicks, like with you. So what's the problem? Like, you're just on some bullshit ass girl shit. Yeah. Or just don't do it at all.
She doesn't understand what women don't want to admit to in this situation is that he's with her. He's dealing with her for a year now.
Okay.
You are the...
And you're already wanting to do threesomes. That's awesome.
Which is great. But you're the couch he sleeps on.
Yeah.
He's already worked out that couch.
He worked it out. He's got a groove in it.
He's got a groove in it. This other chick is fun for that night.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's going to go, well, that blowjob was so great. I have to... meet her mom now.
Yeah.
He's already met your mom and already dealt with your bullshit.
Yeah.
He knows how the dynamic of your...
Yeah.
There's a reason you guys are a couple.
Yeah.
Because you know the dynamic. This new girl isn't going to whisk him away to watch a movie
Why? First of all, why fuck that up? You know, let me get another relationship and establish a whole nother thing. It's the same old shit.
There's
going to
be no mental. She's worried about. She's mentioning, what if I get jealous seeing with another girl? You're going to know that whatever girl you choose, you know, isn't going to be like the girl for him.
This is professional cheating.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Every dude wants other ass.
Yeah.
Every guy, if another guy says he doesn't, there's some dudes that don't cheat, very rare, but all dudes want other pussy. Yeah. All dudes do.
So you're letting
him have other ass.
Yeah.
That just helps your relationship. You've agreed on it. There's no bullshit behind it. And you should pick the woman get over that fucking jealousy shit, because you've already talked about it. It's already in the air. So he's either going to try and get some pussy on the side or do it in front of him. Get over that shit.
Also, it's okay to create rules.
Yeah.
It's okay to say, hey, her and I hook up. Like, if that's how it's going to go, her and I make out and her and I can do stuff. You have to be with me on this side of the bed. Like, whatever.
It's whatever, like, dude, it is. You're letting me fuck another chick.
He's going to be, he's okay with whatever it is.
Listen, I can have a timer. You let me in when it's time in. Call me in like a coach, like a basketball player sitting on the bench.
That's right.
Anderson, your turn. I don't give a shit.
Again.
And I've dated women that won't ever let me do that shit.
Yeah.
I've been single now for like 2 years, 3 years, whatever. I still live with my chick.
Oh, really?
We're just friends. Like, we went through, I've been with her like 10 years.
Yeah.
She's awesome. We started seeing, I fucked it up. I was fucking around, you know, whatever. But then she started seeing other motherfuckers and some shit went down. A lot of crazy shit went down. I thought we would totally be like in different worlds now. Mm. We still live with each other because some shit went down with like some personal shit went down and I stayed
because
we're friends too. But when you're dealing with like the relationship shit and you're arguing, all of a sudden smoke cleared. We're still together. We're cool friends.
Yeah, you support each other.
I haven't been physical with her in 3 years at all. We sleep in the same bed. I haven't been physical with her at all, but she's my friend. Like, literally, I thought it would never. We're eventually going to live on our own.
But it's interesting that you know, you don't know. You're like, you explain it. You're like, I never saw this. Nobody knows what it's going to be.
No, ever.
You know, and the dynamic of every relationship is different.
It's different.
Everyone has their own.
Yeah.
You know, what you start to realize when you like talk to other people as couples.
Yeah.
That they make it work their own way.
It's like death, bro. You don't know how you're going to react to it.
No.
When it happens, you go, okay. You just, and her family is close to mine. When my parents passed, both my parents are gone. Her family adopted me, kind of. My parents passed. I would spend Christmases and Thanksgiving with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an integral part in her family, literally.
Yeah.
With her sisters, her brothers. So once we got over the surface shit with the relationship shit and all that, it was more like the friendship and the real love that I have for her. And it's like, even though we're not together, I affect her.
Yeah.
If we want to go out, she goes, nah, you said we were going to go out. And she goes out with other people. But she goes, when we go out, she's so happy that we go out because we're really, really awesome.
The dynamic
together.
Works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We shared a lot of shit together. But I still, you know, we're single, though.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually we're going to find a place. But I know we're going to move close to each other because that's my, like, when I book a plane ticket and they say emergency phone number, her.
Yeah.
It's her number. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. It's
that's when it's deep. When the emergency number is the person you use today.
The family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's interesting with the threesome situation. A lot of the jealousy comes from, what would other people think? What would other people? Yeah. This is you,
it's
and this
between
guy.
Between you and, why are you telling?
You figure it out.
Yeah.
You make your own rules.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer.
Right.
The only wrong answer is something that doesn't make you feel good.
In fact, there probably, you know what there is? There are probably websites of girls that get in.
There's got to be a Tinder Thrinder, I think it's called.
Thrinder?
Yeah.
That get in. There's girls that go, I know a girl personally that I kind of hang out with, that I fuck around with. She does that with couples. She goes, I like to have fun. Sometimes these swinger couples come to me. I go, what's up? And
there
boom, boom, boom. And she's not attached to none of them. She goes, I don't do that shit. I go in, I have a nice time, and I'm out. You know what I mean?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Godfrey, we're sponsored, baby.
That's so dope.
We're sponsored.
Congrats.
This is a big deal.
Congrats.
I love this sponsor. You work out. You're in
I work out. I'm at the gym 3 to 5 times a week.
You know
Equinox. Respect.
The struggle.
Yeah.
Here's something to help your struggle because I'm a huge fan of it.
Okay.
Noom. N-O-O-M. It's called Noom.
Okay.
It's the new year. New Year's resolutions. Just like you said, the 14th.
Yeah,
get
14th.
Yourself right.
Yeah.
Get on a every Monday is a new year.
Yeah,
to me.
Every month.
That's a new
good.
Chance.
There you go to start
better
over.
Yourself to start yeah. over. We've all been there with the old New Year's resolutions. This year, try something different. Try Noom, okay? Noom is an app that keeps you on your game, okay?
Oh.
It is. I want to read what they have to explain it.
Let me hear.
Most people who lose weight gain it all back. Why? Because most weight loss plans tell you what to do while you're on the plan, but not after. Gym memberships, personal trainers, and nutritionists are very expensive. So Noom doesn't say you can't have certain foods, aka the good stuff. It teaches about moderation. What I love about Noom is every day it keeps you on your game. It says, go weigh yourself.
Oh.
And then you're like, oh, I got to answer to the app. But what you find is you do answer the app. And then it'll have little factoids. It'll tell you, oh, well, you should be eating, you know, grapes versus raisins.
Mm.
Grapes has more water density and it'll fill up your stomach more
yeah.
versus a raisin that's all crunched up
and
dried out.
It's just a wrinkled grape.
Just a wrinkled grape. But it doesn't have as much mass to it.
Right.
So you're teaching all these new things. Noom just keeps you on the game and it keeps you and it has the you can put in your food for the day and
oh,
it keeps
I like that.
Track of that. And it just
I need to check it,
it
out.
It gamifies the whole thing to make you more responsible for
but
yourself.
But it's kind of fun in a way, too, when you have, like, it's almost like a video game. It's like your own
yeah.
health video game. Where you're like, ooh, what are my numbers today? That, ooh, what did I do right?
Yeah. It has weight loss plans in the palm of your hand, literally.
Nice.
On your phone whenever and wherever you need it. We're all strapped for time, but Noom just asks you to commit 10 minutes a day. If you give 10 minutes a day to Noom, it's on your mind. That's one of those things. It's like I always talk about, like, you wake up and take a multivitamin, the day's already that much better because you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
So I love Noom. I love what they're doing because it's about changing habits.
Right.
And all of this stuff is habits.
Yeah.
All of this. Oh, you just said, I go to the gym 3 to 5 times a
yes,
week.
Yes, I do.
That is a habit.
Mm-hmm.
That is something you do.
And it's actually a lifestyle.
It's a life.
That could be a lifestyle.
Noom is creating a lifestyle and
Boom.
Trying to get you on a better
Boom.
Track.
There you go.
So Noom is designed for results, meeting yeah. your resolutions by
yeah.
signing up for your trial today at Noom.com/JTrain. That's Noom.com/JTrain. Noom.com/JTrain. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/JTrain to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/JTrain. Start losing weight for good. And I'll say this. I'm a user. I love the product. Go sign up. Noom.com/JTrain. Is my resting bitch face the reason I can't have friends? JTrain, just discovered your podcast. It's completely changed the way I approach and think about life and relationships. Thank you for existing. I'm a 26-year-old woman living in LA. I can come off as extroverted and seem confident, friendly, and fun, but I'm not approachable, like at all. Not sure if it's my personality or my resting bitch face that keeps people at bay, but the only ones who are knocking on my door want to tell me about Jesus. When I'm out, no one comes to me to introduce themselves. No one strikes up conversation with me at the bar. It's like I have a do not disturb sign on my forehead. Even I strike up conversation with someone, they treat me so impersonally that it's hard to build a connection. I end up feeling awkward for opening up and go back into my bubble until the cycle repeats itself. Thing is, I'm genuinely curious and care about other people, but it seems like there's something about my RBF vibe, resting bitch face vibe, that's preventing me from creating deeper relationships or any relationships for the matter. I'm an average-looking 787. We have a rating system here on the podcast.
She's average-looking?
Face, body, personality. 787 is okay, what she's giving herself.
787. Okay, not terrible.
That's
I
cute.
I mean, is she like, I want to see, if you got to see
it's
what
not
they
like
look
my looks
like.
Are offending or intimidating anyone? Are people just so self-absorbed in their daily LA
Does
grind?
She have a picture?
Should I show more vulnerability? Am I boring? How should I change my approach? Pics attached in different situations.
Let me see.
I mean,
I got to see what your picture looks like. Okay, where is she?
Okay, there she is by a window.
Oh, she's nice looking. She's cute. Very cute. Yeah, you're cute. Oh yeah. You're cute.
This picture's crazy.
You're cute. You're giving us an ass shot. Oh, she's cute.
She has her tongue out of her mouth.
She should have shown us her resting bitch face so I can see.
Yeah, this looks all.
So you're smiling. Okay.
When you approach someone and it doesn't go anywhere, what do you think the issue is?
Here's the thing. I'm pretty good at talking to women, but I'm not an aggressive dude. I don't bother people.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when you see a girl with an attitude, sometimes sometimes people's faces are structured the way they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily what they're thinking.
She's
good looking enough where I've seen she's told guys to get the fuck out of her face. So I don't want to hear this crying and shit. Yeah. It's just that now you've been rejecting so many people. People ain't fucking with you now. Now you're getting upset because you're not getting a lot of motherfuckers coming at you.
Sure.
And I know she's told guys to leave her, the guys she didn't want to fuck with her.
Yeah.
She was like, no. The guy she wanted didn't approach her.
Yeah, this is fair.
She had four guys that were fours coming at her, and the dudes that were eights and nines were walking past her ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's in L.A., and there's a lot of bad women that kind of maybe smoke her ass.
Sure.
You feel me?
I also think that, like, when you get in the business of, well, it's my resting bitch face, now you're ignoring the... It's like when we go on stage and you say, well, the audience sucked. Well, you're ignoring. Well, what did you open with?
Would you
close with? What did you interact with them? Did you make a connection with the audience?
How come the other guy's killing?
Yeah,
and you
didn't. Someone else did well.
I'm just saying.
This is what we're saying. Yeah. So, I the resting bitch face to me is like we all don't smile.
Right. No. First of all, if you're smiling and no one's talking to you, I'm not coming towards you. you know what I'm saying? Everybody has sometimes people say, "Yo, you look mad." I go, "I'm just." What if I'm pensive? What if I'm thinking about something? You don't know. The brain has so thousands and thousands of thoughts per day. What if that one thought you're thinking about, man, my grandmother, you know, you could just be thinking about that in the middle of a bar. Like, damn, I'm thinking about. So you.
Real fun person at a bar. Grandma's dead. I'll have a Bacardi.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
So a lot of times. It takes a person to be brave enough to talk, to come up to you. And it is your job with the resting bitch face to say, hey, how are you? Smile. Don't go.
Give it a chance.
Yeah, give it a chance. Yeah. And then as the conversation goes, if the person's a dick, you go with that. You have to give a person an opening.
I totally agree with that. It's way better to go, hey, nice to meet you. What's your name?
That's it.
What's your name? That's it. What are you doing tonight? What's happening tonight?
That's
who are you here with?
Yes.
And then there's always an opportunity, and I've done this.
Yeah.
People come up to us and say shitty things after shows.
Always.
And I always go, well, it was nice to meet you. And I put my hand out to shake their hand, and then I walk the fuck away.
Yeah.
You can always do that. And listen, this is ignoring the realities of, like, you know, you don't want to put yourself in a position where someone's dangerous or where, you know, whatever. I understand that. But I'm saying there's always an opportunity to go, it's great to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Shake their hand and walk away.
You give a chance, and we all have been on this planet, I think, long enough as an adult to know when a conversation's not going well.
Yeah.
And you keep it moving. But you have to give a person a chance. But looking at her pictures, she's a nice, she's an attractive woman.
She's going to be fine.
You're going to be fine. I think you're selective of who you want, because no girl does an ass shot with her tongue out that doesn't think she's cute. And I'm sure you're probably one of those Instagram girls that puts affirmations under her shit in a bikini, because most hot chicks always want to give you positive affirmations when it's a bunch of narcissistic bullshit. Because ugly chicks never give you affirmations. They never do, because they need affirmations.
Yeah.
They need something to affirm. They're not as good looking, and they need to have some confidence to get a man. And her, she looks like she's selective about certain dudes. She's just not getting the ones she wants. And she's in LA where it's so fucking plastic and so fucked up out there. You can lose your fucking self-esteem. You're probably a 10 in Ohio.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck.
Cincinnati.
Now
12. Yeah.
In LA, everybody is smoking hot.
I would even say go out with your friends and have fun with your friends.
Yeah.
Fun invites fun.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
If you're out with a bunch of girls and then you're like, well, if a bunch of girls will intimidate a guy more, a bunch of girls doesn't intimidate a group of guys. You know?
No, but
a bunch of girls, you need to have, you can't have a bunch of sourpuss ass chicks.
No, fun.
You got to have a bunch of girls that are welcoming to dudes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, a group of girls, a lot of times when guys see a group of girls, there's going to be one or two that are just cock blocking ass bitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like this, yo, what the fuck?
You want to be
that
a group
that
totally.
Are positive, that want to meet men.
Meet people. And they want to be out there.
And give a man credit for stepping up to your rich, your resting bitch face. That, give a man credit.
Give that is a big thing. Anybody, give the person credit.
For coming up, yeah.
For doing that. Walking that long walk from one side of the bar to the other.
Yo, talking to a chick is like an open mic. Like, give the guy credit or the girl credit for going up on stage. Listen to the joke first.
Give them a shot.
Give them a shot.
Give it. Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Please, sir. You know, they're fucking Oliver Twisting across the bar asking for more. Let them ask for more.
Women have to understand, we are trained, and this is it. Men are trained to come approach a woman.
Mm.
You're trained. That's a natural thing. Even if you left women and men, let's say we had no rules in society. There were no norms. And if you put men and women, men, I think, will naturally approach the women first, just the way we're built.
Sure.
We approach you. We're going to be like, hey, what's happening? Yeah. We have penises, man. We have dicks. We stick. That's what we do. It's like a spear. We stick. This is what we do. We're external. Women are internal. Yeah. They take in. So they're gonna think about things for a minute. They're going to be strategy. We go, man, I want to stick.
Mm. Yeah.
When we talk to you, it's like we're literally doing the motions of a dick. How you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up? We're poking at you.
Poking at
with
our head.
At
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking to you. We're literally verbally fucking you.
Yeah.
We're like, what's up, girl?
Of course.
Man,
yeah.
We should go out sometime.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Even though everybody has a different way of doing it, we are literally verbally fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we hope that you enjoy this verbal fucking. And we hope you take it. You know what I mean? And so it's important that you give a person a little bit of a chance, even if they're not your super, super type. I've had women approach me. I mean, I like them, but I go, how are you doing?
Yeah, if give them the time.
I give them the time.
The respect of a hello.
The respect of a hello. They're human beings. Remember, these are human beings.
Also, the if you're positive and fun with one guy, I'm not saying to use a guy to get to his friend.
Yeah.
Everyone's got friends. You don't know who this person's going to introduce you to. Or, you know, it's okay to be nice to someone and say, you're not my type. That's okay. But I'm really into your friend. That happens. That's uncomfortable.
And the guy might get mad and go, fuck you then, bitch. Sometimes it happens. But
the friend will still be there. If you're.
But that's the chance you take.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't be in L.A. Because when she said L.A., it's very significant. It's very important to understand what city they're in. And I look at her. I go, you're cute, blah, blah, blah. But you competing in L.A. L.A. got some bad motherfuckers. No matter what race, everybody's hot.
Everybody
wants to be hot because they think Scorsese is going to see them in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a script. It's all about external in L.A. And everybody's in shape, too.
You get off the plane and you're automatically 30 pounds heavier in your mind. You're like, oh, I am fucked.
Yeah, but it's a nice little fucking...
it's a wake-up
call. It's a nice little wake-up call for you.
Let's do one more. Jay, we got time for one more?
We do.
Okay, we'll do one more. Godfrey, this has been amazing.
More email.
At Comedian Godfrey on Instagram. Go follow, go support, go. In Godfrey We Trust is the podcast. Gas Digital Network.
Yes.
Should I hide my whole past?
Your whole past?
J-Train, thanks King of Brunch for what you do. Love listening to your podcast. Quick question. How are you supposed to tell the guy you're dating to date, you're starting to date about your history? I don't think he has ever been too crazy, and I used to get around, and I'm worried that it will scare him away.
Listen, like I said, it depends on what type of chick you are.
Yeah.
If you're fly as fuck, a guy does not give a fuck about that. Honesty, there's nothing wrong going, yo, I just want to tell you, because when I first dated my chick, she's fly, whatever. She's like, I'm going to let you know what I did. She didn't get. I was like, all right, but what does that have to do with the present?
That has nothing to do with
it. It's the present.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, here's me and you. Are you still a hoe?
Yeah.
Okay, then cool. I mean, and it depends. The guy might go, I don't give a fuck. Or a guy might be like, oh,
Because
they're going to end up asking at some point. It's going to happen.
Well, lady in the streets, freak in the sheets. Is that the old saying?
Lady in the sheets, freak in the sheets.
Gandhi Is that what Gandhi said once? If,
Gandhi? Because Gandhi was a child molester and a racist, so fuck Gandhi.
Okay, never mind.
There's a reason why he got a bullet in his ass. But
this is
1948.
This is
Mahatma Kehandas Gandhi.
My point is that it's okay. We don't have to be so honest with people.
No, of course not.
You don't want to be so honest with someone that you're being disrespectful.
If you're too honest, they're going to use it as a weapon when you get in an argument.
Yeah.
So it's good to piecemeal it. Unless when you're married, you've been with somebody for a long time, then you can.
Yeah.
But piecemeal it. Don't give everything. Don't give out everything.
That's
because people
thing.
Will use it as a weapon.
Like what if you want to say, well, I dated like I had a boyfriend before, but I don't know what you have to go tell him. You don't have to bring a scroll.
If you're a white girl, don't tell on the black dude you slept with. Because white dudes hate that shit.
Well, why does she have to bring a scroll of all the names that she's
fucking? Don't hear ye, hear ye him.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Just go on. But I'm saying, like, be his hoe. You know, like,
no doubt.
All guys, you know, appreciate the men that came before them because if your sex is good together.
Right.
You know, like, everything had to be learned somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
We can ignore that it was learned somewhere else if it's great with us.
Don't ask where it's been learned.
Yeah.
Don't ask where it's been learned.
So my point is that for her, there's no reason for you to go and, like, you know, well, there was this guy on the 4th and this guy on the 11th.
Right.
No. I had other guys in my life.
Listen.
That was then. This is now. I'm happy to be with you.
You should know that people have been with people before you.
Of course.
Stop.
That's known.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
Everyone's been with somebody. Every once in a while, you get somebody that's a virgin. But if you're at a certain age, you're like, I'm sure they've been with somebody.
You are great, and you are the person you are because of the experiences you had
in
the past.
Yeah, you have to go through
that's
that.
That's okay. And if he questions you, how many people have you been with, just go, I don't know, like 8 or 9. Just say, you know, what does it matter?
That game comes up. And it sometimes gets real fucking ugly.
Yeah.
But it should be on some mature shit. Like, yo, I'm telling you this because I'm trying to tell you. I'm not trying to start nothing.
Yeah.
We don't have time for that shit.
This isn't about you.
Yeah.
I didn't know you. The reason I am with you today is because of those other people.
Yeah. And
those experiences.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
But that means it's a person that's immature and it just starts trying to start some shit. That's all that is.
If it becomes a problem, then it starts.
Oh, you've been with that person? Yeah, motherfucker. It's like they're just trying to start shit. You're with a psychopath.
You have a problem with that, it's your problem.
Leave that motherfucker.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Godfrey, thank you for coming on.
Dude, this was awesome, dude.
It's fantastic.
This was. I have to come back.
I want you to come.
And I know you pace out your people.
No.
I need to. Now.
I'll be on
the J train. I'm riding on that bitch.
At Comedian
coach,
Godfrey.
I'm in coach right now.
At Comedian Godfrey. No, we're getting you in first class.
Okay.
Do we have time for a news item?
We do.
Let's do a news item.
Okay.
We're talking about famous Instagram people. Some might call them influencers earlier.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But have you heard of the influencer Ruby Tuesday Matthews?
Ruby Tuesday Matthews.
No,
I don't
Tuesdays.
Know this person.
Ruby
All
Tuesday.
I know is Ruby Tuesdays, my boy Ruben Paul, who has Ruby Tuesdays at the Laugh Factory at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays in Los Angeles. That's what I was like. Ruby Tuesdays? That's my boy Ruben Paul. Shout out to Ruben Paul.
Hey, Ruben.
Amazing, Ruby, amazing comedian.
Ruby Tuesdays. What is it?
Ruby Tuesday Matthews.
Who's that?
Okay, let's find out. Who's that? What's their deal?
She is an Aussie model with 200,000 Instagram followers.
Okay.
Yep.
But people wondering, look, she's you have cute, two cute kids, shit. You're so thin, you're always doing, how do you maintain this perfect body?
Working out, hell.
She said it all came down to black coffee,
yep,
cigarettes,
okay, yeah,
and cocaine.
Okay, that's an appetite suppressor.
Yeah,
those are appetite suppressors.
Those three together, you don't have to eat for a week.
I like that she kept it real.
Yeah,
and she's hot and she can do that, and you'll still accept her.
Here's the thing, kept it real. Instagram is like the fakest place
Fake
on earth.
Fake as fuck.
You can make yourself look however you want.
Yeah.
She's got kids on there. I appreciate that a hot chick was like, yeah, I did a bunch of coke.
And she said cocaine. Cocaine. No, it was cocaine and coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee.
It is amazing that women, a lot of these women influencers, like I'm looking at her now, she's beautiful.
When you're hot, you can do that and people will accept. She's, look at, She's fly as shit. And people would even believe she did cocaine. She's so fine.
Good hair for women will get you a million followers.
A million followers.
Like, because no man follows women. Because that's the thing. Women will follow other women who are hot. No guy is following a dude and be like, I just like his style.
Yeah, yeah. There's dudes. The women are so fly that other women want to be part of that. They will like that woman.
Yes.
Other women with big numbers will like other hot women. They love that.
Yes.
Women love women.
They do.
They don't. It's not on a lesbian shit, but they just love women's beauty. Everybody wants to be around beautiful women.
It is
not necessarily beautiful dudes. They want to be around wealthy dudes.
That's what's so crazy about Instagram. Right. Instagram is a lie and the truth at the same time.
Right.
Because if you can see through it, the bullshit is exposed.
Right.
You see a woman like this. She's beautiful. Mm. I don't think she offers 200,000 more than the next woman. But I'm saying there are women following her going, I just like her style.
Yeah, they want to be
part of that. No man would follow another dude because of that.
Nah, because a lot of women, too, are very competitive with each other, and they get very jealous of each other a lot of times, I'm saying. You know, because it's almost a competitive thing. Like, some women will follow another woman so she can be like that. I want to get her shoes.
Yeah.
I want to get her, you know what I mean?
Well, look at all the amount of people that are out there with, like, you know, the hairstylist people.
Mm.
And people follow hairstylists because they're like, well, it's aspirational, almost. Yes. I want to get my hair. I mean, look at her pregnant.
Yeah, she knows she's hot. Why are you taking a picture? Most people are embarrassed to be pregnant, and she knows it. Look at her pictures. It lets you know she's fly.
Yeah.
Stop. Look at this. The shoulder. Come on. You can tell by the positions of the pictures on how girls know how hot
they
are.
This is almost an advertisement.
Poking her lips out and all that shit. And she goes, go ahead.
This is almost an advertisement for cocaine, cigarettes,
and
coffee.
Yeah, I want to do coke and do cigarettes.
Now I'm in.
Look how fly she is. That's top-notch white girl,
they
boy.
They should have her picture, but next to someone whose life has been ruined by cocaine. Just have them both up there.
Exactly.
Just as like, with this, it can go one or the other.
Yeah, look how fly she is. Now she got her shirt down with a drink. She knows she's hot. And she goes, I have two kids, and look at what I look like.
And look what I look like.
I don't look like a mommy. I look like a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is,
look at that fat shit in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's up?
Her lips and eyes are
she's
like
so
half her face.
She's
it looks like it was put under her fucking face tone.
She says
she's
that
hot.
She also only ate tapas in between the Coke, cigs, and.
Yeah, small meals, small
coffee.
Plates. I don't blame her.
She's just fine. She's fine.
But this is also, she may have stopped, but this is also genetics. Like,
It's genes. It's her genetic.
You know,
makeup.
If we're all sitting here
she's
being
fortunate.
Like, well, I guess I'll go to the gym now and do coffee, coke, and cigarettes. It's like, no, you're gonna look like a fat idiot because you're gonna go have pizza at night because your dad would have done the same thing.
Right.
Do we have any more news?
That's it.
That's it, Shelby. Thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Godfrey, this was amazing.
This was great. This was awesome. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy you came.
At comedian Godfrey.
Go follow. Go support. Go to his shows live. They're so great.
Subscribe to my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. Subscribe to my podcast, In Godfrey We Trust.
What are you guys doing
on
the podcast?
Network.
What are you on In Godfrey We Trust? What's the theme of the show?
It's In Godfrey We Trust. We talked about all kind of things. You know what I mean? There's news stuff. We have video stuff. And we talk about, a lot of times, there's stuff in the news we want to talk about, certain events. But a lot of times, I go off in tangents. You know how we just have a lot to talk about?
I hear you.
It's about enjoying the podcast. That's what it is.
That's great.
It's about enjoying whose podcast it is, no matter what it is.
So get involved. In Godfrey We Trust on Gas Digital, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Yep. Sirius XM, Godfrey Complex, 6 to 8 p.m., 126. And at Comedian Godfrey, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having
me. I am Jared Fried. We're every Tuesday and Friday. Keep telling your friends. Keep telling your coworkers.
Yes.
We'll be back next episode. Boom!